going to talk to anybody right now.
I don't blame her.
Had one today.
Okay, so, you know, I asked the LPGA because I didn't know it, and then it turned out they didn't know it. If she would have won today, it would have been the first time they could have been three straight wins going into the craft. No one's ever done that before. So two out of three ain't bad, and as upset as she is, double bogeying 18, that's a heck of a few weeks, isn't it?
Yeah, it's been a great 3 weeks. I mean, there's no way she thought she'd get to number one this soon in the season. I'm sure this is going to leave a sour taste, though. I mean, this one was right there to win this afternoon, and she let it slip away. But she's won two times in five events, so, you know, it really isn't. She's got another top ten, so, and she always plays good at the craft. She likes the course. She likes the atmosphere there. So I'm sure, you know, having a week off may be a good thing instead of just flowing right into the craft like we normally do.
Being the competitor she is, will it take her a day, a couple of days to get back and say, okay, I've been great. A couple of bad shots. Let's forget about it.
I figure by tomorrow morning. She'll be ready to go.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. She'll be back in the gym, I'm sure, first thing tomorrow morning. It'll all start right then. So,
does she get a lot of that fire from her father or what?
She says it's from her mom.
Really?
Yeah, her mom's the one that kind of pushed her through all her problems with her back and made her stay positive and kind of be the fighter. And so she always kind of lays that back to her mom, that going through her back, and that's where she got it from.
Well, I'll never forget standing there when you guys were on 18 and you jumped into the water. And I was standing with you and with Stacy as they took your wife away in an ambulance, and you were guys were like, I can't believe this just happened.
No, it's just like...
It's like one of the weirdest stories ever, isn't
it? Yeah, it's kind of like everything with her back and her, you know, it's like nothing's been normal, so we figure, that was just like part of the whole not normal thing, you know, it just seemed like that was the way it should go.
How did Mrs. Lewis get through all that? I haven't seen her since.
It actually took her almost a year to really fully recover up and down. But she finally, it was a year and a half later, and this past fall, she ran her marathon in Chicago and made it.
So, that's great.
So she finally got back there. It was about a year and a half later. So
is she pretty much back to normal now then?
Yeah, she's back to normal now.
That's great. So now, if you can win it next week, is there a different kind of a jump? I know they've done a little recreating to the edge of the pond there. But
yeah, actually, Stacy said next time she wins, it's just her and her mom going in.
Oh, really? Is that fine with you?
That's her mom's redemption.
Oh, that is so awesome.
Yeah.
But to be number one in the world, how proud are you as a dad?
It's amazing. I mean, I just hope she'd play in a college golf tournament, whatever that was, 10 years ago, you know, after her surgery. And I just tell everybody, you know, everything since then has been a bonus. I mean, college wins, pro wins, it's just all been a bonus.
Now, did she take it in, or is she just so caught up in what she does day to day?
No, she's taking it in some too. You know, there's days she steps back and says, like, wow, you know, I can't believe I'm doing this.
That's fantastic. It was good to see you again.
Good to see you.
Hope to see you at the pond.
We will.
All right.
Thanks.